So joining me now in the studio, I have Andrew McKenzie from Panache Adelaide French Theatre. Andrew, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Good morning, everyone.
I know it's a very busy time. You're currently in the season for triple bill of Questions de Famille, questions of family, for those non-French speakers. So you've got two more shows today down at Star Theatres. How has the season been going so far?
Well, very, very well. The performances have been great and the audiences have been very enthusiastic. So, you know, they laughed a lot and clapped a lot. So, you know.
That's usually a good sign. That's usually what you want, isn't it?
That's usually a good sign, yes. Yeah. So, we've had two good shows and two to go today, one at 2 and one at 7:30.
Great.
At Star Theatres on Donald and Bradman Drive at Hilton. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Yeah.
Good.
And there are seats at the door, so that's fine. It's easy to get in. Yeah.
Cool. And it's a triple bill, not just a double bill, but a triple bill. So what drew Panache to these three plays and what strings them together?
We'd hit on a rather interesting play from the 18th century to do, first of all, which was about a half a show. It was about just over an hour long. And so we found a couple of plays that we thought, modern plays, that would, shorter ones, that would fit in with the general theme of it. And we had to change our direction because our director got ill and we had to start all over again. So we picked... we had our first two plays all sorted, and then we picked a third play. Again, we found that the theme of family runs through all of them in one way or another, and so there we go. And the first two are both from a modern plays, short plays, by well-known French author Jean-Michel Ribes, and the book's called Théâtre sans animaux, Theatre Without Animals, they are two short plays, Souvenir, where the performers are in an art gallery impressed by a painting of a carp, which they see for some reason or other, suddenly realise that we've come a long way since we were fish many millions of years ago, and perhaps it wouldn't be a bad idea to go back there.
The way
things are in the modern world.
So the good old days.
It's a bit Monty Python-esque.
Yeah.
But it got a lot of laughs last night, so you know people really enjoyed it. You never quite know what to expect in it.
Yeah, of course.
And the second short play by the same author is a little bit more... traditional, conventional. It's a couple after a theatre show, the dialogue gets more and more intense and eventually leads to the breakup of the marriage. So,
hence the title, Tragedy.
And it's an argument that occurs after a performance of the greatest French tragedy, Phèdre. That one thing leads to another. And then in the second half, we're doing a 19th century play from 1867, Théâtre du Boulevard, I suppose you would call it, by Eugène Labiche, La Grammaire, which is just about the shenanigans in a provincial family the problems that arise because the father, who is quite a well-known public figure in his district, can't spell to save himself, that leads to all sorts of peculiar situations. So that's the third play, and it's a light bit of fun, but it's very funny, and the characters in it are very funny. So it worked very well.
Yeah, and you can see that. I mean, you said the title of the overall triple bill is Questions de Famille, and you said that's a familiar theme. But it's quite it's interesting how diverse, you know, how you branch out from the family tree in a way, like to look at ancestry, the everyday, personal relationships, and then the family unit as a whole. Was that a nice way to kind of bring it all together?
Well, it sort of happened accidentally because we had to pick the third play because of circumstances, but it has worked out quite well. The theme beforehand, when we had the other play, was we'd called it Naufrage, shipwrecks.
Oh, God.
And so it was because the third play had been about people shipwrecked on an island, and we thought that that was the theme that linked them together. So we had to do some creative thinking there, but I think we've done it all right.
Yeah. And so what kind of how then have you organised your ensemble? Do you have the same actors appearing in multiple
works? We do.
We've got
an ensemble of nine, and five of us appear in the first play, Souvenir, and then three appear in the second play, one doubling up from the first play, and then there are five in the third play with three doubling up from the first play. So yes, yeah. It's a bit of toing and froing, some quick costume changes. But
yes, of course.
It's fine. Yeah.
That's all the fun of it.
That's all the fun of the theatre.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, and it would be great fun for the audience as well. Yeah. Yes. But and it's now being directed by Greg Elliott, who has directed for Panache before as well.
He directed the Mariage de Figaro last year, as you would well know.
I do well know, having appeared in said production. Yeah, of course. And so, how's it been working with him again?
He's been fantastic. Mm. He came on board when we were in a spot of bother, we were nine actors looking for a director.
Yeah, just wandering the wilderness. Yeah,
And he's really thrown himself into it, and he's done a marvellous job just picking it up from scratch like that, and he's done very well.
Yeah.
So we've been very happy to work with him again.
It must be interesting. I mean, bringing these three plays together, we've talked about like the themes as well, but even, you know, the themes that remain across centuries, we can say. How has it been balancing, you know, the modern with the more traditional or older text?
Yes, well, it's interesting. Rib is pretty irreverent and very lively, and writes very, very good texts. And the La Biche is a bit of froth and bubble, really. And they seem to fit together pretty well.
Yeah.
They're all comedies. Mm. The Tragédie has darker overtones, and the way Greg's directed it, he's brought out more of that. And it's more sober ending to it. It could be played in a different way. It could be played more for laughs, but he chose not to do that, and I think he's done very well. But the audience, nonetheless, there are lots of chuckles through it, and they really enjoyed it. And it's a high point of the evening. Really. Mm. Yeah, it's good.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic way to just, you know, serving up a bit of a tasting plate of different styles of, you know, French theatre, looking at different themes. And of course, we should mention it is performed in French, but with English surtitles,
which always tends to work well. We had a lot of English speakers in the audience last night, but they really enjoyed it. They got it because the surtitles are pretty clear.
Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Follow what's going on. Yeah.
And is there a particular, apart from having a great time and being entertained, is there a particular message or feeling with which you want to leave audiences with this triple bill?
Less so perhaps than with Figaro, for example, which was really a comment on more power relationships, really. If you look at the deep meaning of that play that we did last year, or with Absence, which was the play we did at the triple bill we did in at this time last year, where there wasn't a great deal of humour, but it was more about struggles to exist. But this is a bit of fun, good night out at the theatre, some entertainment really. It's not particularly profound, but a lot of fun.
Yeah, yeah. And what else does Panache have in store for the rest of this year?
Oh, I think we're going to be pretty busy. We're performing in the Cabaret Fringe Festival again. This is a tradition that we've established, and we do an hour's French cabaret.
Mm-hmm.
This one is, again, it's going to be, I think, an evening of fun and laughs, quite a lot of comic sketches, more café théâtre than cabaret, but with our usual dose of songs. We have, for a theatre group, we have a very strong singing component to our activities. We're hoping to do, on the 14th of July, another revolutionary set with Emma Knights and Floating Melodies on Popeye.
Yeah, of course, having done Valentine's Day earlier this year.
We did Valentine's Day earlier in the year with her, with some French love songs. So that works very well and gives our singers a chance to spread their wings.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of the year, the biggest play for the year we're doing will be La Nuit de Valognes, which is not a play that anybody will know, though the writer, Eric Emmanuel Schmidt, might be well known for Monsieur Ibrahim, Oscar et la Dame Rose, and other beautiful pieces of work that he's done. And this particular play strikes extraordinary resonance at the moment because it's an ageing Don Juan who is confronted by five of his former lovers and is basically put on trial by them.
Mm.
And when you think of some of the things that are happening in the entertainment world at the moment,
with
the Me Too movement and so on, it's Eric Emmanuel Schmidt was well ahead of his time when he wrote it, I think. Yes.
Yeah, and he's a playwright who is still, he's a contemporary playwright.
He's very, very still, contemporary, still writing, a major playwright in France and Belgium. And we've done work of his before. And he writes extremely sophisticated and interesting texts. And there will be a lot. We were looking very forward very much to seeing what we can find in that play and explore it and bring out a lot of. There's a lot of humour in it, but of course there's a lot of darker themes as well, or more serious themes. Yeah, so I think it should be a very good drama.
And it's certainly fitting the brief of, you know, Panache Adelaide French theatre, you know, delving into, you know, French theatre as a whole, ranging from Molière and Beaumarchais to the contemporary as well, exploring the breadth that is available there.
Yes, indeed. We've done a lot of modern plays in our short existence, and we'll continue to do so because there's a lot of good new material coming out of France all the time.
Yeah.
French theatre is very lively.
Yes, as demonstrated by Panache. And thanks so much for coming in coming in this morning during the season as well. But you've got two more chances to see Question de Famille, a triple bill showing at Star Theatres on Sir Donald Bradman Drive, 2 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. today and tonight. You can head online. You can head to the Panache Adelaide French Theatre Facebook page for details, as well as starthatres.com.au. But there will be tickets available at the door as well. Andrew, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you.